we'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Bill Mole, Owosso Free Methodist Church pastor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All those who would choose to do so, please join me in prayer tonight. Father God, thank you for making all of what we see. And as we join in this place, we lift to you this agenda tonight. We also thank you for each person that makes up this community, for each business, for each home, for rich and poor, for those who are struggling with all kinds of things and those who are sitting on top of the world, because each person matters to you and each person matters to us. And as we seek to do community business tonight, we realize there's so much involved. Each decision affects somebody else. And these decisions aren't made easily or in a bubble. Lots of time and effort have gone into them. So I ask that you would take that preparation as well as the wisdom that you give to help each one that sits at those tables tonight. And for those who sit in the other seats, I pray that we would build up and not tear down tonight. I thank you for this community. I thank you for these moments. And we ask that you would help us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Robert J. Teich III.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Luddington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Hosmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda, in which we have one item to add, and I would like to add item number 13 under the consent agenda, set public hearing boundary adjustment. And with that, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve with item 13.
Second.
I have a motion. And second, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of August the 4th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of August the 4th, 2025 are approved. Brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have none. This brings us to public hearings, in which we have none. This brings us to citizen comments, which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded one opportunity of up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes during the second and last occasion. When recognized, come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone tonight that would like to make any public comments? Seeing none, I'd bring it back to the council for any comments from the council tonight. I would like to make a comment regarding Owosso Motorcycle Days, which will be the 22nd and 23rd. So at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, they'll start to congregate at the castle for a ride into the sunset Friday night. And then on Saturday, south of 21 on Washington, the motorcycles will be on Washington Street. So with that, that's that. So you can put that on your agenda along with everything else that's happening Saturday, like the farmers market and such and such and such. A lot of things going on. Any other comments?
I think
yes,
while
ma'am.
We have most people here, I just would remind everybody that it's back to school this week, and there's kids that are going to be on bikes and on walking, and a lot of them are maybe walking to school for the first time alone. So everybody just needs to remind everybody that we all know to keep a mind out for inexperienced travelers.
Thank you.
My kids included.
Thank you. With that, that would bring us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda, including item 13.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Owens? Mayor Teich?
Yes. The consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business number one, which will need a motion to abstain Councilman Carl Luddington from the item of business regarding contract approvals.
So moved.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The motion to abstain Councilman Carl Luddington is approved. I'd be looking for a motion for contract approvals, Luddington Electric, Inc.
So make a motion. Put down whoever you want. We're trying to get a free Coke.
How are you getting a free Coke?
Jinx. We've jinxed each other like two times in a row.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the contract approvals, Luddington Electric, Inc., is approved. This brings us to items of business number two, utility easements, the Washington Park project. And I'll begin it. I will begin it with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution would establish two permanent easements for the Washington Park residential housing project. One is for the sanitary sewer lift station, and the other is for each unit's individual water meter pit. This is so DPW can access what will be public infrastructure within these easements.
Thank you, City Manager. Any questions regarding this? Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The utility easements Washington Park project is approved. This brings us to item of business number three, pump station number five agreement. I'll let Councilman Carl Luddington explain his conflict and with the potential of having him abstain from this vote. Councilman.
Yes, I'm a part-time employee with the Caledonia Township Utility Authority. Let's say contracting for electric, so probably shouldn't.
So would you like us to abstain him?
Make a motion to abstain?
Yeah.
Is that unacceptable?
Yeah. Yep. I'd like to have a motion to abstain.
Hang on.
One question.
Yes.
You say Caledonia, Councilman. DPW Director Sohanek is here. He's a little bit more familiar. He works with the authorities. If you don't mind, I just want to be sure that we understand this is Owosso Township.
It's Owosso Caledonia Township.
So okay. Authority. Utility Authority is both combined. Thank you. You just said Caledonia.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this earlier, but you're right. Okay.
Yeah, I would be looking for a motion to abstain Councilman Carl Luddington from the item of business number three, pump station number five agreement.
I would make that motion.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Fite?
Yes. Motion to abstain, Councilman Carl Lennington, is approved. So, Councilman, you can leave for the second time, and this time I'll try to remember to ask you to return. I was waiting for Councilman Olson to remind me, but...
Does he have to leave, though, if he's just not voting?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I understand.
It's better tone down to 3-3 now.
Yes.
Just for the sport of it. Every other one.
All right. So this brings to the business item number 3, pump station number 5 agreement. Again, we'll start out with the city manager. City manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First off, I'd just like to thank Councilman Lennington for catching this and bringing this to our attention today. I think he is... He's a new council member, but he is very attuned to the ethical considerations of his position, and I appreciate that. This pump station, number 5, it's located at the corner of Chestnut Street and South Street. It serves both the city and Owosso Township. The city has about 40% of the flow into this lift station. This was verified by 2 separate engineering studies, one commissioned by the city, one commissioned by the township. And then over the course of the last year, DPW Director Suhanek and Superintendent Geiske have been meeting with our engineer and the township. I was brought in a couple months ago to hammer out the rough draft of the sort of what we're going to agree to in this agreement. So going back, and Director Suhanna can correct me if I get any of this wrong, but going back to when that lift station was put in, it was sort of a handshake agreement between the city and the township, whereby they were able to avoid having to lay quite a bit of forced main. And the solution was for the city to allow them to dump into our gravity mains that eventually make it to the treatment plant. And it saved them a lot of money. But that was decades ago, and the city's been getting a pretty sweet deal out of that because all of the operation and maintenance has been undertaken by the township. So we recognize that we have an amount of flow here that we should be responsible for, and if this team was in place back when the facility was installed, we would have said, hey, we should have a written agreement that should hammer this out. Well, now is our opportunity to do that. We understand that previous administrations and councils might have did things a little differently, and that's okay. But for us and the township, we feel that memorializing this in a written contract is very important. So we have about 40% of the flow. They have about 60. In the next few years, there's a chance that this lift station will reach about 95% of its capacity. And at that point, the township and the city need to consider expanding or replacing it with something larger. I can say that we discussed this in the meetings, that any expansion, any need for capacity is probably going to be more on the township side because they have so much more developable space, not only in their well, this mostly comes from their vacant land that they have designated as their expanded industrial park. So they're going to need the space eventually. We recognize we have 40% of the flow right now, and that it's a pretty good deal for both sides, and we're happy to help if an expansion is needed. So this is more to memorialize what has been in place for the last few decades, and then hash out some details on who's responsible for what and how much should there be an industrial or residential expansion in either municipality in the future. So with that, we are recommending approval.
Thank you, City Manager. Questions to the City Manager or the Director regarding this? I have none.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes. Pump station number 5 agreement is approved. And Councilman, you can return. Thank you. This brings us to business item number four, closed session, which I would need a motion of approval.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes, the closed session is approved. This brings us to our second and last citizen comments, and which you would be allowed up to 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone who would like to address the council at this time? Pastor.
As Councilwoman mentioned about schools coming back into session, and recently I live right next to the early childhood Bentley school, and I just the other day heard some parents coming in, and they were just dropping the F-bombs, so mad about something that happened. And recognizing this time of year, there's a lot of stress and a lot of strain. And I just want to encourage you to think of maybe somebody in the school system that you can regularly encourage. And for those who are people of prayer, please be praying for those who are dealing with that, as having a wife who is involved with early childhood as well as just education as a whole. It's not an easy job, and I just want to, just like your job's not easy, I just want to encourage us as a community to remember those people as well.
Thank you, Pastor. Further comments? Seeing none, I'd bring it back to the council for final comments. Yes.
I did have one thing. I wanted to bring up something from a consent item. I wanted to commend the Director of Public Services and Utilities and his team for the secondary clarifier change order. I very much appreciated the, I'm pulling it up here, the offsetting the change order by changing things up to accommodate for that. I appreciate that effort. That's so noted.
Thank you. For the comments? Okay. Seeing none, this would take us into the closed session. So I will ask everyone to basically adjourn the meeting at this point in time. And if you'd like to wait, you can also, when I reopen it, you can come back. And thank you for all coming. At this time, I'd like to have a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Amy's got her finger up.
I'm sorry.
I was supposed to give you some time. So
I could only
get
the wind moving. That's why.
I'm good now.
Good. Good. So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor.
This would be an all in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the past meeting are approved.
Session.
The session is approved. This brings us with, we need a motion to approve the contract.
Make a motion.
Support.
I have a motion support. I think this would be a roll call vote, wouldn't it? Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes, the contract is approved. This now, let's see here, I think this brings us right to the next meeting. And the next meeting would be on a Tuesday, not a Monday, September the 2nd, the day after Labor Day.
Motion to adjourn.
What's that?
Support.
Motion to adjourn.
And I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.
Thank you. You're